you know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So came out
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come with us?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Shot of whiskey, Bill.
Water.
You can always do a fireball. It'll clean you right out.
That's right.
You said that just as it started recording.
That's a good lead in for the show.
There you go.
Maybe they'll send some money my way.
I'll have a shot of fireball.
Hey, so you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show online with me. At the current moment, are John Lane and Brian Schaefer. In the time that you were listening to music, we were discussing all kinds of things, including turning podcast your scene into its own podcast, as well as what we mentioned it was doing earlier. But we're going to take a turn to what's happening tomorrow at the Leechburg Moose, which is the Pennsylvania Rock Show 12. And as I mentioned earlier, Brian was the first person other than me on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. And he may have actually talked first. So he may be first.
Really?
You
don't have any kind of recording of that, do you?
I don't think. I think it was you though, because I think I was afraid to do it.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that at all. I know you talked about him bringing the microphone, but I didn't know you were actually afraid to talk. Oh, wow. Interesting.
And then John, who, is this the second time you guys are playing, right?
Yes. Yes. This will be the second year. You haven't banned me yet, you know, yet.
So the Pennsylvania Rock Show is happening at the Leechburg Moose. That's 102 Market Street, Leechburg. 7:30 is Amber Alexis, 8:30. Is Tilted Shadows. 9:30 is Terrich and Sky. 10:30 is the Hellfire Club, and 11:30 the headliners After the Fall.
Yes.
So we kind of start out like what genre would you call Amber Alexis? I don't know that I can label them anymore.
Yeah. Very talented.
Yes,
that genre. I watched them do several different things last year from several different genres. I seen them do a little country, a little rock, even close to a little metal. So I was very impressed by them. Very much so.
You know? Yeah, I don't know if you could label them any genre per se.
Yeah. Just very talented.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of the five bands, they are definitely the least heavy though. That I can say.
Right. But they're the most visibly appealing to look at. Not saying that Matt Franny ain't pretty, but
right,
you know,
right.
And Steve is like, you know, a Greek god.
Right. But, yeah. Yeah. That's the one thing about playing at a gig where Steve's at. You got built-in security.
Oh, you know yes. I mean?
Definitely.
You don't got to worry about anything happening there.
And if you have the opportunity to meet Chuck, him and Steve have that same thing. And I've told the story when they played it, when we were playing at the Ripper's Rock House or the Todd or whatever, them two were standing like 3 feet away from each other. And I thought, you know what? If those two decided, they could take out everybody in this room, including me, and just walk out of here like nothing. But
right. Probably not even break a sweat.
No, neither one of them.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, were you at the summer jam, the A-Keg summer jam at Cook's that Diana and I put on?
Yes, I was.
Where Doppler Effect got back together and played drums. Do you remember what happened to Wally's uncle that night?
I do remember that. Yes, I do.
I've heard the story.
How did that all start? Do you remember?
Well, what is his uncle's name? I don't remember. Chuck.
Chuck. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Well, Chuck was a little drunk and thought that someone else was hitting on his wife. And he was getting in the guy's face, and Steve went over to try and calm things down, and Chuck swung at Steve. And before I could get to anyone to break it up, but of course, who was I going to get? Because the guy I should have went to get would have been Steve. But I went through the kitchen, and I got to Diana, and I was like, Steve's about to... Never mind.
Yeah.
It was over.
Who was that guy that used to... I think he passed away. He was a good friend of the guys in Doppler Effect. Real big man. Looked like a biker.
The drummer?
No. He wasn't in the band. He was just a good friend. Real tall guy. Oh, I mean, awesome, really nice dude. But he looked like he could mess somebody up.
Are you sure it wasn't Lou, their original
band? No. I remember Lou. But this guy was a good friend of the band.
Lou was a big guy. But I know who you're talking about. I can't think of it either.
Because he passed away. Wow. I know he's not, I think he's no longer with us. But man, he was a heck of a nice guy. But you didn't mess with that guy either.
Or are you talking about Dan that hung out with Rock?
Dan, that's it. Rockabilly Junction. Yeah.
He is not dead. He is still alive. He looks a lot
different. I thought he passed away.
No.
Oh. Okay.
I can't think of his last name right now. Let's see if I can find him on my Facebook. Not coming up.
Kennedy, he was a heck of a nice guy.
Dan Kennedy?
I don't know.
I can't remember his last name. But I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, pulling the reins back in, what would we... What would we qualify Tilted Shadows as? Yeah,
they're just
kind of
metalish, not hard metal, I wouldn't say.
Right.
Right.
Could we call them like new metal or alternative metal or even
kind of new metal?
And Terrigen and Sky, I love those guys.
They sort of have a southern twang to what they do.
But
I wouldn't call it southern rock. I mean,
no, but it's got those elements.
Southern metal,
maybe.
It has some melody and stuff to it too. It's really good stuff. Bill turned me on to those guys.
Yeah, and, me too.
What dare I ask, Bill? What would you qualify the Hellfire Club as?
Well, do you remember what I told Kelly when we were going to Corbett Woodstock?
Not indirectly, but go ahead.
So, Corby Woodstock is Corby Wood is the name of the street that John Vento lives on. So they have that concert, and they were raising money for Allegheny Waterways. Does that sound right?
Yes,
I think it was Allegheny Waterways. But Kelly's like, "Well, which one of you are driving?" And I was like, "We're going to a concert, and I'm taking the lead singer of a metal band. I'm driving."
But I was so low key that day. I was having fun sitting there with you and John Clayson and his significant other, and I was chilled out. My most excitement, that I got wild about was when Ekus showed up, from Scout to play with
Zuzu pedals.
And dude, those guys were phenomenal, and they played Shut Up and Dance, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then After the Fall, of course, is your, good, I'd say hard rock, and Walls, I've been playing that. In fact, this week on my first podcast back, I will be playing Walls and Scream.
Scream is a great song, man.
I know they always have me up to, of course, it's saying,
My favorite song off of that EP is called Arms.
Yes, I love that tune, too. I love that tune. I've always loved everything Steve and Matt has put out. I mean, anybody that knows Full Motion Animation, we recorded a version of Intention from Hybrid.
Really?
Yeah, we on our was release.
That, was that hybrid RPG. Or was it Super Zero? I think it was Super Zero.
It was hybrid.
It was Terry singing for sure.
Yes, it's their 4-song EP that they did with Terry, and I was ironically going
so
through.
So it was the new breed.
Yeah, I was going through my divorce and my first divorce, and I listened to that Intention over and over again because you know I identified with it so much. And then when we were recording our RPG album for what I can't forget what label we were signed to at the time, and you know I was like, let's do this tune. And we did our own version of that and released it. So, you know, I love those guys. I look up to them. You know, everybody they've had in that band, from the first singer, John, and to, you know, Doug, and every musician that's been in their different lineups have always been talented songwriters and performers and everything, and very commendable for everything they do as musicians and everything they do for the scene itself.
Do you guys remember Tim Henry?
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, well, you know. Tim is in a band with Pat Bono.
Yep.
Owns.
Why can't I think of the name of the band now? No.
Sour Mash.
That's it, Sour Mash.
Yeah, and,
They played at Thunder on the Strip up in Erie.
They were playing at Kennedy Field in Vandergrift over the summer. And we were at the drive-in, and I was like, you know what, let's go see what's going on over there, because we only watched the first movie. And we go there, and they're playing, like, I can't even remember who all they played, but, they were playing, like, classic rock and stuff like that. And then Bones says, Tim's going to play an original for you. And he started playing You Are Everything off of the original hybrid
CD. Wow.
And I was getting in my van to leave, and I looked at Kelly, and she goes, go, and I went running back across.
Nice. It's so funny, when we got to play Gigaroo this past summer, Bones, we do a cover of Caius Green Machine, and that's like a rare, you know, that a lot of people think it's an original. And I talked to him before, you know, we played and hadn't seen him for a little bit, and all of a sudden, as they're playing the beginning riff and I'm waiting for me to come in, all of a sudden he's on the side of the stage going, Caius! And I'm looking at him like, oh my God, I'm getting credit from Bono. Awesome. This is great. You know, so I have nothing but respect for Bones. He's God, you know, from Skell to, you know, Dimwit to, you know, Sour Mash, everything he's done is just phenomenal.
He's a nice dude too, you know?
I didn't want to say that. That'll just blow his ego up even more.
He did a lot of acoustic stuff this summer, too. I got to see him a few times playing acoustic.
Yeah, I got to come over for one. Someone put up a piece of him playing that I was just like, man, that is great.
Do you guys remember the Voodoo Pitbull album, Basis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Robbie Shine was on that back in the day. Oh, my God. I still have that somewhere.
I remember he told me back then that Tim was going to teach him how to sing, and he was going to teach Tim how to scream.
Wow.
It's funny. You watch the videos of Skell doing some of the Slipknot stuff there at Rock for Life and everything, and then you hear him do other stuff that's just so smooth and so melodic that it just shows his range and how talented he truly is.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree with that.
So, Brian.
Yes.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
And you have a year. Yeah. You have a year to make it happen.
Okay.
Okay. Almost, probably almost to the day.
Okay.
Every year I try and get you to play Pennsylvania Rock Show.
I know. And you were telling me that they were possibly going to play this year. I was excited.
And it doesn't happen. So I'm giving you a year.
Okay.
You were there the first night. You should be at the anniversary show.
If I could be there and bring the band, I would do it in a heartbeat. So next year we'll make a point of booking it. It's booked. It's booked.
Right now
it's booked.
Awesome. Awesome.
So it'd be awesome to get a Cage reunion back together.
Wow, that would be good.
You know what the problem is there though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, and there are two options there. Well, more than two, but I think the main one is that Big E has told me he will never play his drums again.
Really? That's what he told me as well.
Yeah.
He said he has a having a wrist problem or something with his hands.
Wow. That was a good band. You know, that was a real good band. I mean, you know, yeah, Chris Rigge's always hard to handle, but everything else was I like about them.
My all-time favorite line from any band that's been spoken to me came from him.
Well, what did he say?
We were talking about Bombs, and he used to beat on the bass when you guys started the song. And he would say, he told me, I play it like I hate it.
I'll tell you what, I tell this story. It's one of my favorite stories. So when Steve owned Docks in Ford City. Riggy was there one night, and he was just being Riggy. And Steve picked him up over his shoulder and was, you know, literally, you know, smacking him on the ass like a baby in front of everybody and just, you know, humbled him like I've never seen anybody be humbled, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Jeez.
So, but it's gonna be great tomorrow night. I mean, I just can't wait to be around everybody. Last year was a phenomenal show. I'm feeling pumped. You know, it's gonna be nice. It's really cool.
And the cool thing is, you know, if you're a member of the Moose, it's $5. If you're not a member, you're a qualified guest. You can't see my air quotes, but I'm throwing them. It's $10 as a qualified guest. And everything that comes through the door gets donated to Rock for Life.
Which is one of the greatest organizations in, you know, on-site music that there is. Yeah. In my opinion.
I agree. And this Matt and Steve, man, they've worked really hard to keep this going over the years.
Yes. Much respect for those guys. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and to see it blossom the way it has from what it began, it's unbelievable. You know, you could make a movie out of it.
Yeah, you're good.
And a lot of bands, you know, have shared the stage with those guys, and you know, geez, guys that you know are just there's very rarely a talent that you know is poor in every band that they have a part of things. So it's very commendable.
Absolutely.
They make my job easy. I mean, officially this is the Pennsylvania Rock Show putting this on, but really what it is I pick the bands and they run it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they put somebody on the door and I never even ask what comes through. I probably should know, but it doesn't matter. They're getting it anyway.
Yeah.
In fact, last year, me and Brent Robinson fixed the PA while A Common Crown was playing, you know, and you know, it was definitely that's what I like about that. Everybody pulls together, you know, and tries to work together and just to make whatever event those guys are a part of, you know, just run smoothly. And that's a rarity in the music industry itself, let alone in on-site music. So, you know, it's enjoyable. You know, it's fun. You know, we're all friends. Yeah, to me, it's like a big class reunion, you know, so it's fun for me.
How long is the ride for you guys, John?
We drive, it's normally an hour and a half to Katanning, and so, probably close to 2 hours, you know.
And it should be noted, just this show, just like the rest of the Rock for Life shows, the bands donate their time. So, truly, everything that comes through the door goes to the benefactor. So.
The guys from my band, we are so glad to come back and play, you know, Gigaroo or, you know, the Pennsylvania Rock Show Anniversary and everything. And because it's for a good cause, you know, we're willing to drive wherever, you know, we drive to Columbus for things like this too. And it's just, you know, it's enjoyable to be around people that are trying to do a good cause, you know, saving lives through the, you know, love of music, you know, exactly, you know, what it is. And I enjoy it.
So. Brian.
Yes.
What show was it that, I'm trying to remember, was it where you and Utah took turns playing in between the sets for me?
Oh boy.
I can't remember.
Well, was that at Island?
It might have been.
I think it was the first PA Rock Show anniversary show.
The first one was 8.
Okay.
Which is probably really confusing everybody now. The first one was 8.
Yeah. I know it was at Island.
And it would have been that one. Because all the other ones have been at the Moose.
Yeah, because I had my boys that evening as well, so I had to leave right after pretty much I was done for the most part.
That was Alicia. That was before Alicia was involved with Rock.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I do remember that. Yep.
That concert was originally in the planning stages, and my plan was that I was going to raise money for Make-A-Wish. And then I was at Pennsylvania Junior Academy Science State Competition at Penn State with and Alicia was sick. We didn't know what was going on, and I was in her parents' hotel room talking to them when the doctors called. And
wow,
that's when that changed.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys, to hear these stories are just inspirational to me. You know, that's basically what I want to try to do with the American Hill Jack Pro Series, is do things like that for people. And, you know, as I mentioned off air, Dave Moore and his wife Sabrina and their son Aaron, they're the family for the March of Dimes Preemie for Akron this year. And we're going to be doing some things out here. In fact, you know, I don't want to let too much out of the bag, but let's just say your dodgeball thing you sent me, Bill.
Let's give the credit out where the credit is due. That was Allie Gibson. You know who that is, Brian?
Doesn't ring a bell. Oh, I'm not sure.
I bet you do. You just don't realize it.
Really?
The Club Radioactive.
Okay. Okay.
The owner is Mark Gibson, and Allie is her daughter. And that was her idea. What they did was they cater to an 18 and under crowd, and they bring bands in, and there's no alcohol. It's a cool thing they do there. But what they did on this particular night was they invited a bunch of bands that play there to come in, and they had a prize that included recording time and getting a video made and some other things. And the bands played dodgeball against each other while their music was playing. And the band that won the tournament won the prize.
That's a great idea.
And two of those bands are not currently in rotation on the Pennsylvania Rock Show because I heard them during that night.
Now, here's what you need to do. You need to have the bands, two bands playing, actually playing music and playing dodgeball at the same time.
I can't let this out because it's in the development stage. I want to so bad. Let's just say, I'm just going to say one thing. Bands versus the fans. That's what we're working on, and I won't go into it too much. We've talked to a few venues, and it's going to be a fun thing, and it's all going to be for March of Dimes. So it's coming next summer. It's coming. We're working on it now, but the official announcements. It's going to be fun. Yeah, so
fellas, I gotta jump off.
Good to talk to you, Brian.
And, same here, John.
Yeah, hope to see you soon. You know, and
I'm gonna do my best to try to make it on Saturday. So,
yeah, if you see something that's in the set, come up and sing, because you know I know I don't I can't sing worth a crap, so someone needs to.
Oh, jeez. I beg to differ with you on that one.
I have an idea.
Hey, I think we should.
Uh-oh,
I'm good at this.
Talk to Dave and get these Kiss tunes rolling.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You should play. But not,
I'll sing a Kiss tune.
But not I Was Made for Loving You.
Yeah.
I hate that song.
Loving you, baby. Yeah. Dude, have you ever seen the look on his face when I handed that to him? He's like, really? I'm like, no, dude. He hasn't said anything.
That's great.
What's another band he doesn't like? I'll walk up to him and tell him I want to hear it on Saturday.
Oh. He hates anything with like high vocals. So just that's all you got to pick is just like any random.
I should tell him you guys have to play the Bee Gees.
If I can make it on Saturday, just tell me the song that he absolutely hates. I'm like, hey man, John said I can sing a song. You want to do this tune?
I will.
See what he says.
I will.
That'd be awesome.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
Oh, same here.
We're gonna have to do it. We're gonna do this monthly, like we talked about, and make this happen. I think.
If anything, it's a good idea.
Yes, sir.
So we'll have to figure out a release date for that as well. But you've been listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show with me tonight, with John Lane from A Pro Radio, and Brian Schaefer from the Weekly Rock Blog. My name is Bill, and you've been listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show.